Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Pei Aleph in Maseches Kedushin. I am learning this daf with you outside the old city walls. I have the opportunity to start learning with you now. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin daf Pei Aleph in Kedushin, which is all about the halachos of Yichud. Our Gemara, beginning from Pei Amabez on the bottom, we're going to pick up that the conditions of the Mishnah. For example, two men are allowed to be alone with one man, only applies to Ksherim and Naprutzim. Then the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amad Aleph is going to go on to discuss the halachos, practical halachos of Yichud. For example, we will have the heter of Baila Be'ir, that a woman is not under the prohibition of Yichud if her husband is in the city. And we'll discuss the different explanations of why that applies, as well as the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, that if there's a door that's open into the Rishus HaRabim, then also the Yisr Yichud does not imply. The Gemara is going to tell an amazing story, a very powerful story about Rav Amram Chasida and the Yisr of Yichud and his strength of character when he was almost over an Yisr of Znus, willing to embarrass himself in front of others in order not to be Nechshal in the Yisr of Znus. And on Amud Beis, we're going to... Wow, that's super noisy. I'll wait for a moment till it passes. That's what's called the Ofanayim. That's motorcycles that are pretty common over here. Most of Amud Beis, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, is going to deal with Agadita, that brings out many halachos of Yichud. And finally, we're going to discuss the halachos of Yichud with one's sister, which ultimately we're going to see that to live bekavua with one's sister is aser, but Yichud itself is, of course, not. So let's pick up with five lines from the bottom, even a little bit more, seven lines from the bottom of Peyam and Beis. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Review the Torah in the name of Rav. Lo Yishanu. This that we learned in the Mishnah, that one woman is allowed to be alone with two men, that only applies El B'Ksherim, if the men are Ksherim. Avol B'Prutzim, but if the men are Prutzim, so then Afilu Be'Asari Nami Lo. Then in such a case, even alone with 10 men, it's going to be Asar. And this reminds the Gemara, in previously, we had mentioned a case of Znus in a base Hakvaros, and the Gemara also mentions a similar type of case. Where 10 men, where normally, of course, there is no Isser Yichud, who went to a base Hakvaros that we learned on yesterday's daf that the Gemara assumes is Yichud, and they took a woman out into the base Hakvaros, staging as if she was dead. So, and they were Nichshal with her. And therefore, the Gemara says, when it comes to Prutzim, you'll never know. That it'll be amazing how the Yetzirah will co-opt the mind to do terrible things. And therefore, even a Yichud with 10 Prutzim is going to be problematic. Amar of Yosef Teide de Mechabri Be Asara, the Ganvi Kshura. I'll prove to you that this phenomenon is so. That 10 people are not embarrassed, 10 men who are prutzim are not embarrassed to do an avera in front of each other. Da mechabri be'azar v'gonvi kshuri, there were 10 people that gathered together to steal a long beam from each other. V'lo michsifu me'adadi, and they weren't embarrassed from each other. Says the Gemara, Neima misayele, three lines from the bottom, and we'll have a proof to the halacha.
We see that we only trust people who are reputable, says the Gemara from the following example. Mosrin lo shnei talmidei chachamim, that we give a sota when she goes on her way to Bezdin to talmidei chachamim to escort her. And the reason why we give the need and require the need for two talmidei chachamim, because the talmidei chachamim are there to remind her that she's now prohibited. If a woman was suspected by her husband to have been mezana, she's now usher to the husband, and the talmidei chachamim are there to warn them not to have relations. Shema yavo la b'derech, says the Gemara. We deduce talmidei chachamim in inish da amalo. We rely on talmidei chachamim, but just like we learned that we don't rely on putzim to be a shmirah for yichud, so too over here, that it's not stam a person, but talmidei chachamim. Says the Gemara, lo, there is a different halacha when it comes to sota. Shani talmidei chacham diyodi la asruye obey. When it comes to Talmidei Chacham, they know they'll be able to warn him. In other words, they know the halachas in terms of warning the individual as far as the iser of Shema Yovolem. Mark continues on top line of Pe'alef Amir Aleph. Amr Vyudam Arav. That these halachas that we learned, that two men could serve as appropriate guard for yichud, as long as one man is not alone with a woman, but there are two men alone with a woman, that serves as a yichud elo bi'ir, only in the city. Aval b'derech, but if they're going on the way, in other words, if it's on a road, anshi u'shlosha, the rule is that you need three people. Two is not enough in terms of yichud. Why? Because in the case of if one of them wanted to go to the bathroom, then if there were only two people along the way need to go use the restroom, and if there is only two, so then one of them will go to the bathroom and he'll be miyached. Once again, we see that when it comes to the halachas of yichud, that we view yichud and as considered a secluded area, even if it's outside. Some people make the mistake and think that yichud only applies in a closed room, as we saw both on Peyam Beis in terms of Beis HaKfaros, and even more significantly in this Gemara, that derech also serves as a instance of yichud if they're in an area that's going to be secluded. Let us prove this halacha that two is not enough from the halacha that we had learned earlier. In regards to sota, we had said mosrim lo shnei talmidei chachamim, that the sota has two talmidei chachamim that come along with her, shema yavo lo bederech, because we're afraid that the husband is going to have relations, and that's usher. Points out the Gemara, Trei Viyu Hatlasa, that if you have two Talmidei Chachamim and the husband, that's three, because of the concern that if you're going to have two, then one of the Talmidei Chachamim is going to go. If you'd only have two, that you would have one Talmud Chacham and the husband, so then in such a case, either if the husband goes to the bathroom or a Talmud Chacham goes to the bathroom, then you're going to have a problem of yichud. Says the Gemara, maybe that would not be a raya. Once again, the Gemara is docha that raya. Hasam over there, keichadin havelo le'asadi. The reason why we required two Talmidei Chachamim is because we want that there should be edim, that the two Talmidei Chachamim should testify that she did not have relations with her husband. The Gemara continues, Rav and Rav Yehuda have a ka'azli b'orcha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were going along the way. Ka'azla hi isisa kamayu. And there was a woman that was coming towards them. Amalei Rav, so powerful, Chazal's concern about Yichud. Amalei Rav, Rav Yehuda, dal karech mikmei gehenim. Let us remove our legs. Let's go quicker from Gehenna. That is the fear of some type of avera of taking place. Amalei, he asked him, "Va'amaru da amar b'ksherim shaper dami." But didn't you say if there are two ksherim, like in the case of you and I, who presumably are ksherim, says Rav Yehuda to Rav, both of us are ksherim, so then there isn't a chashash of yichud. So why do we have to run away, that we shouldn't be in a secluded area with her? There, even if there would be yichud, there wouldn't be an iser yichud, because there are two men, and two ksherim are fine. Amar lei mi emer de b'ksherim kigon anova at. When they say ksherim, it means you and us. Look at the anova over here of Rav. Ela kigon mai kigon Rabbi Chanina bar Papa v'chaverov. The Tana Rabbi Chanina bar Papa and his friends, those are ksherim, but we are not in that category. By the way, the Rambam paskins this way. The Rambam says that people today are not considered ksherim, and therefore the Rambam is machmir and says that two and one is not acceptable. The Mechaber quotes this lahalacha for svardim. It's a complicated problem in terms of yichud, because the simple reading of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that two men would not be allowed to be alone with a woman. However, many poskim, even svardik poskim, are mekel, even though the Rambam was clearly machmer. Amar Rav Malkin ala yichud ve'ein oisrin ala yichud. Rav taught that there would be malchus in a case of which a man and a woman were alone. In other words, that they violated an iser, and we give them malchus. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim what iser they violated to be over malchus. According to Rashi, it's malchus maridus, that the iser that they were over was an iser derabbanan of yichud. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether yichud is deoraisa or derabbanan. Some point to this Rashi, that Rashi seems to be saying that's an iser derabbanan. Vein iser nala yichud. However, when it comes to the status of the woman, let's say the woman was an eshes ish and she was alone with a man, she does not become aser to her husband. We don't assume that they were mezana. Amar Ravashi lo amaran. This halacha was only learned el biyuchid pnuyam. We're only talking about with a man that's alone with a single gar. Yichud de eshes ish. But if there was yichud of an eshes ish, we wouldn't even give malchus. Why? Shalote motzi laz albanel. In order that if people hear that there was malchus on yichud, they're going to say, oh, the children are mamzer. And since we don't want that to happen, so then in such a case, we don't have malchus given in the first place. So malchus would only be given to yichud with a pnuya, and the woman, we would not give her a chazaka of being nivellas. As before we go on in the Gemara, the sounds have gotten a little bit differently. I've now gotten on a bus. This is a bus that goes to Beitar. It's driven. The music that you might hear is it's driven. It's not Jewish music, let's put it that way. And that's normally the bus to Beitar. Our Marzutra Malki Umachris. Marzutra would give malchus and be machris if somebody was over on yichud. Amle Rav Nachman mi parhati le Ravashi. Mar nami lulki velachris. Rav Nachman said to Ravashi, if you would also give malchus for the case of yichud of an eshes ish, so then everybody would know that the malchus is given for an eshes ish, even if there wasn't any definitive bia, and no one will think their children were mazerim. Amale ikud shama b'hav lo shama b'hav. He answered that I'm afraid that people would hear about the malchus, but will not hear about the hachraza. In other words, what Marzutra had done was he gave malchus, but he was machris that the children were okay. Says Ravashi, I'm concerned that people will hear about the malchus, but they will not hear that the children were okay, and it will create unnecessary mamzerim, and therefore there is no malchus that would be given at all, according to Ravashi. I'm a Rav Malkin Alotova Hashmua. We give malchus if there is a rumor that the person acted inappropriately. Rashi explains that if there's someone who that there's a rumor that he already did averos, not necessarily from Rashi as a mashma, particularly znos, any aver we give him malchus. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk: Al bini kilotova hashmua asher anochi shomea ma'avirim am Hashem. The pasuk says, someone who does lo tova shmua, that refers to a lav. So then, in such a case, even if it's just an avera midivrei kabbalah, which is a lo tova shmua, also ma'avirin, we move him over, and that means that we, in some way, you know, push him around, and that is that he gives malchus. Ma'zotre ma'asivla. Afsarei al kasvei, he would put a strap on the shoulders. In other words, gives malchus umakrile, and he would call out in regards to such a person who is over an avera albini. In other words, albini referring to the pasuk, he would make reference to that pasuk that this person qualifies as albini kiloi toiva shmua shoranechi shoyimim mavirim me amashem. The Gemara now continues with more halachas in Hilchos Yichud. Amar Rabba, two very important halachas. Baila bi'ir ein choshishin mishum yichud. If the husband is in the city, then you don't need to worry about yichud. In other words, the wife is then allowed to be alone. Now, Rashi has quite a chidush over here of baila bi'ir ein choshishin mishum yichud. Rashi says, we're not choshish for yichud. The sugya previously was talking about malchus, and that is, you don't give the woman malchus. However, from Rashi, there would not be a heter of baila bi'ir lahalacha. All baila bi'ir would be telling me is that there wouldn't be an iser of malchus. The Rambam and many other Rishonim disagree. They hold that by Lobir in Choshishim Mishum Yichud, you put a big period by Rabbah, and that tells us that there isn't an Isser Yichud if Baila is Beir. Amar of Yosef, Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim in Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Similarly, if there is a opening to the Rishus HaRabim, also there is no Shash of Yichud. The Gemara now tells us a story. Rabbiba Ikla Levei Rav Yosef Basa Dekarach Rifta. Rabbiba went to the yeshiva Rav Yosef after a bread. Amar Luhu Shkoli Dargi Mitusei Bibi. He was at Rav Yosef's house, and then he said, I'm going up to a loft and remove the ladder. Why? He was afraid that he would be alone with Rav Yosef's wife. Asks the Gemara, V'amar Rabba, Baila Bi'irini Choshe Mishom Yichud. Don't we see that there is no chash of Yichud? Answers the Gemara, Shani Rav Bibi Dushushvud Nisoi Havi V'gai Sebe. Rav Bibi was concerned that since he was comfortable with Rav Yosef's wife, they knew each other well, so now we have the concept of Gaspa, Liba Gaspa. And that is, he feels comfortable with her, then even Baila Beir would not be a heter. Now, there are a few very important points that are made in our Gemara. First of all, many Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara that Rashi is not correct in terms of Baila Beir simply removing the Isser, the Malkus, but not removing the Isser. Because it seems that Rabbah was saying, why did Rav Bibi have to remove the status of Isser? Because it was Baila Beir, to which the Gemara answers a Klal Gadol, and says that when it's Libo Gaspa, you don't have the Heter of Baila Beir. Sounds like we're dealing with the entire Isser of Yichud, and not an issue simply of Malkus. Rav Shach, in his Sefer, gave a beautiful answer to this question, and he explained that Eina Chanami, the issue in our sugya that we were talking about, is not in regards to the chash of znus. When there is Baila Beir, there is no chash of znus. And that even Rashi would agree. However, Rashi's of the opinion that there still is an Iser Yichud, even if there is no chash that the couple is going to be mezaneh themselves. In other words, according to Rav Shach, Lefi Rashi, the heter of Baila Beir only removes the fear of znus, but doesn't remove the Iser of Yichud itself. That's not the conventional way of learning up the sugya. The conventional way of learning up the sugya is that Baila Beir removes the Isser entirely, and we don't have this interesting idea that Rav Shach was developing according to Rashi, and that is that Yichud is Aser if the couple is alone, even if we know for sure that they're not going to come Lidei Isser. There's a powerful lesson, though, in that position anyhow, and the lesson would be that we've become desensitized and looked at the inappropriate line of man and woman as if they did something that's also with each other. However, that's not true. Torah views something as close and intimate, even if there isn't a physical act, and it's appropriate for a woman, a married woman, to be alone with her husband and not to be alone with anybody else, even if there isn't an act that's done. Again, lahalacha, we don't follow the shita. Lahalacha, we assume that Baila Beir is a heter. There's something else we can infer also from this sugya. And that is, what exactly is the heter of Baila Beir, and what is the heter of Pesach Persuach L'Rishus HaRabim? Rashi says that the heter is the mistafi mibal hashta'asi, that she's afraid that the husband is going to come in. However, when one takes a look in the Rambam has a different lashon. The Rambam says that if the Baila Beir, there's Eimas HaBaal. In other words, if he's close by, she won't do it, even if not necessarily she's going to, the husband is going to walk in. This has nafkaminas, how you formulate, in a case in which the husband is in the city, but there's a big traffic jam. He is in Midtown Manhattan, she's on the Lower East Side, and a serviceman comes to do something in the house. Is there a heter of Baila Beir that she would be allowed to close the door? On the one hand, we know that traffic on the FDR during rush hour, if it's during rush hour, then that's a significant time lapse, and the amount of time that the service man is going to be there is longer than the Shir Bia, and definitely the Baal will not come home. So during that period of time. So according to Rashi, it could very well be it's Aser. According to the Rambam, one could argue it's Mutter. To this day, there is a Machlokas HaPoskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to be Nota L'Chumra, and the Chazon Ish is Nota L'Kula. It was interesting to me that there is a similar Machlokas in regards to Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim. The Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that if there is a Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim, even if there isn't anybody that's nearby, for example, if it's late at night, but the door is clearly open, then he says it's a halacha in the Nervin. That's how the Dvar Halacha quotes the Chazon Ish. It's a halacha in the Nervin that the person will be afraid to do a maisa if they feel that's open the Rishus HaRabim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein does not seem to hold of this based on a couple of tshuvas that I can't delineate right now. We've discussed this in the past. It's in the Sefer. And it could very well be that the Chazon Ish was more working with the Rambam while Rav Moshe was working within Rashi. Whether that's so or not, the bottom line is that there are two diunim in the poskim of whether it has to be that the people will actually come in, are likely to come in, or both in the case of Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim or by Lebi'ir, or just simply the phenomenon that there isn't the sense that they're alone is enough to remove the Isser. You could even see that the Gemara seems to be putting together by Lebi'ir and Pesach L'Rishus HaRabim. Number one, you have them one after the other, Rab introducing by Lebi'ir, and then Rav Yosef introducing Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim. And more than that, the Gemara, after it quotes by Lebi'ir, quotes a story of Pesach Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim, and then comes back to the Sugya of by Lebi'ir with the story of Rav Bibi, which would seem to indicate they're all part of one category. Now we begin a new sugya. Two lines before the wide Amar of Kahana, Anoshim b'chutz v'noshim b'vifnim. If you have men on an outside room and women in an inside room, ein choshishin mishum yichud. In such a case, there isn't a chash of yichud. In other words, we're not afraid that the men are going to go into the women, and particularly one man go into the women, and then there will be a problem of yichud with one man with one many women. And the reason for that is the way out of the house is through the outer room. So generally, the women will be going out through the men. And of course, if you have more than two men, there's no problem of yichud. However, in the other direction, you would have a problem. Anashim mibifnim v'nashim mibichutz on the first white line. If you have men on the inside and you have women on the outside, so then choshishin mishum yichud, then you have a concern of yichud, because then one man is going to pass and be alone with many women. However, b'masnisa tana ipcha, there was a brisa that taught the exact opposite. What's the svara of the opposite? Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil ipcha that we are concerned that one of the men will go into the inside room. The details at Machlokas are actually quite difficult, but this is the machlokas. Amar Abaye, Hashad Amar of Kahana Hachi, V'tanamas Nisa Ipcha. Now that we have conflicting reports of what the Allah, exact opposite, Anan Ano Nova L'chumra. We are going to follow L'chumra and not allow either Anoshim Mibifnim V'Noshim Mibchutz or Anoshim Bifnim V'Noshim Mibachutz. Now the Gemara shows us how far we went to prevent for the Isser of Yichud. Amar Abaye, Abaye Dayar Galfi. Abaye used to set up cans, bottles of cheres in order to prevent men and women from mingling. The cans would make noise and so that they wouldn't come to Yichud. Mefarshim learned that this was at the time of a drasha or a chuppah. Rava Dayar Kana, Abai was Dayar Gulfi, and Rava was Dayar Kana. Amar Oven, Sakva Deshasa Regila. The weakest time is the Regalim. During the Regalim, everybody was on vacation, and at that time, there was a concern, Abai says, of men and women mingling together. The Gemara then goes so far to show how powerful the Yetzirah is in an amazing story about Rav Amram Chasida. There were women who were taken to captive that had come to Narda. Now,
Rav Amram Chassida was the tzaddik, and he was the one who would take care of such a case of women in such an instance. Askinu levei Rav Amram, and they were brought to Vei Amram Chassida. Ushkulu dargu mikamayu, and he put them in the loft, and he removed the ladder so he wouldn't have a yetzahara to come to them. Bahadi tekachofa chod minayu. But in the middle of the night, there was a light, Nafal Nahura Bipuma, fell onto one of them, and Rav Amram's Yetzahara seemed to have been awakened. And Shakli Rav Amram Ladarga, and Rav Amram took a ladder, Delohavi Cholim Be Asara, that normally 10 people would not be able to pick up, Lumidalia Dalia. And he started climbing up to do an Avera. Kimata Lapal Ladarga, when he was halfway up the ladder, Ifshich, so then he spread apart his legs to stop himself, to hold himself back. And Rama Kalan, he raised his voice, No Rabbe Amram, an amazing Gemara. He embarrassed himself and said that there is a fire in the house of Amram. Also Rabbanan, the Rabbanan came, and sure enough, they see him on the ladder, about to be Nichshal in an Avera. And he explained beautifully. Amr Leh, he said to him, Ksifelsan. First, they said to him, you embarrass yourself. Ksif sinan, you embarrass yourself by calling out in such a way. Amla mutav tichsifu be amram ba'alma adin. Better I be embarrassed in this world, vo tichsifu mine la'alma da'asoy. That I be embarrassed in the next world. In other words, he felt that this was the most powerful way of countering the Yetzirah. Any other way he wasn't 100% sure about. And therefore, he did it in such a manner. The Gemara continues to describe the power of the Yetzar. Ashbe, he made a shvua on the Yetzar, diyanpik minei, that it should leave him. Nafik minei, and it went from him, ki amuda denora, like a pillar of fire. Amalei chazi, de'at nora, v'ano bisra. Look at that, you're fire, and I'm flesh. V'ano difrim minach. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to overcome the fire of the Yetzirah, even though you would think that the fire should burn the body. Rameir at times would make jokes about Ovrei Avera, how easily they fall into the Yetzirah. And one day the Yetzirah did it, try to do a job on him. Yom Echad, one day, it made a satan ki isisa. So what the satan did to play with him is he came to him as a woman bereish tikla on top of a tree. The satan bahach gisa dinahara was on one side of the river, lo ame mavra, and he couldn't pass over to the other side. Already his yetzahara, Rav Meir's yetzahara, had gotten the best of him. Nokat mitzra, so he took a rope and he crossed, maybe even Tarzan. Vikaavar. Kimata palga mitzra, when he reached the middle part of the rope, which means the middle part of the river, shafkit, then he stopped. Amar ilavde kamachrazi birikia, hizaru birabi meir vitarasai. If they had not called out from Shamayim, the Satan says, that let Rabbi Meir go because of his Torah, shavisa de machtarte mai, I would have cut you into two mouths. I would have caused you to have been nichshal na'aveira, and then a Talmud Chacham like that who is nichshal na'aveira is now no better than any other of the Ovrei Avera, and in Shamayim they had Rachmanos on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Akiva Amislaitsev by Ovrei Avera. Also, Rabbi Akiva used to make fun of Ovrei Avera. Yom Echadid Melech Satan Kisses of Reish Dikla. I think I might have misspoken before and said that he had looked like the woman had looked like. The satan had looked like a woman on the palm tree. That was Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Akiva, it was in the palm tree. Nokti ludikle. He grabbed onto the dekel. Again, the Yetzirah of Rabbi Akiva was starting to get the best of him. Fikasalik va'azel, and he started climbing up. Kimat lepalgi ludikle shafke. But when he reached halfway up, then the satan let him go. Again, in both cases, the satan had Rachmanis. Amar le, he said, Mechuzer Berikia. They had announced in the heavens, Izor Rabbi Akiva, Vitaraso Shemisim and Doch Tartimai would have turned you into two mos. Another amazing Gemara. Plimo, Havaragl Meimer Kol Yoma. There was a Chacham, Plimo, that he used to say every day, Gira Be'ene De Satan. That I could shoot an arrow in the eye of the satan.
Yom Echad Amali Yom the Kippur was on Yom Kippur. Havi Idmi Lei Ka'anya.
The Satan came to him and appeared to him as a Ani. Asa, he came to his house, Kara Abava, and he called him to give him an Adava. Pikale Rifta, and the people in the house gave him bread. Amalei Yom Kia Inna. This was Erev Yom HaKippurim. It was going into Yom HaKippurim. Kula Almei Gavoy. He asked to be let in. Everybody is in their house eating. Everybody's inside, and I'm going to be outside. I listen, let him in. Krivilei Rifta, and he gave him bread. Amalei Satan said, Yom HaKia Inna. Kuli Almei Itaka. They're all eating on the Shulchan. Vano Lechadoy. I'm going to be alone. Asiyus Vua Ataka. So he put him next to, on the table, next to everybody else. Havyasa Mili Navshe Shechina V'Kivelei. The Ani was sitting, this was of course the Satan, and he had boils and pus coming out of him. Vavikovid Bay Mili Dimasin, he was doing other disgusting things. Amarle, so Plimo said to him, Tiv Shapir, sit in a nice way, not doing disgusting things. Amarle, so the Satan going on to Amar Bay's said to Plimo, Havali Kosa, give me a cup of wine. Achmar, he bent over, Shadabe Kichon, he spit in it. Nachara Bey, Shaki Umes. They made fun of him, and the Satan made believe that he had died. Shamu, Davaka Amri, Plime Kotel Gavra, Plime Kotel Gavra. In the street, they were saying that Plimo has killed somebody. Arach Vitach Nafshebe Beis Hakise. So now he has this embarrassment that he's a murderer, Plimo. So he locked himself in a bathroom. Also Basre, Nafal Kame. The Satan went there and once again had appeared to have died. The Mefarshim discussed, didn't he already appear that he had died earlier? Either way, Ki Dechazia Dehavim Mitzdar, when it became clear to the Satan that Plimo was Mitzdar, Goli Nafshe, he revealed himself. Amalei, the Satan said to Plimo, My time, Amrit Hachi, why did you say, Gire Bein the Satan, that I could always get best to the Satan, see what I did to him. Vela Hecha Ema. If I shouldn't say that way, says Plimo, it's a very interesting response. You're saying that I shouldn't speak so confidently, but I want to combat the Yetzirah. So either when I'm combating, I'm saying I'm going to be tough, fight him, then I'm gloating, and the Yetzirah, then the Satan will come back and get me. If I don't say anything, he'll also get me. Amalei, he says, no, because you don't fight against the Satan. Le mamar rachmana nigar bebe Satan. Hashem should be gar you in Satan. It's not you, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to fight, but ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives you the help. That's what the Kutzker Rebbe said. It says, Tu psukim in devarim, umal Hashem lekechos levavcha ves levav zarecha, and umaltem es arlas levavchem. So, who does the mila of the heart, the circumcision, the spiritual circumcision of your heart? You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, you start, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes, as we say here, on the first one line, Rachmana niger bei besatan. Rabbi Chiya Barashi Avrogo kol idin davanofil la'pei. Every time when he would fall on Tachna, Amar Rachmani Yitzelenu Yitzahara, that the Hashem should save me from the Yitzahara. Yom HaKadosh HaMetinu Devaisei, one time he heard his wife, Va'amra, and she said, Michte Akama Shnei Deparshle Minei. He's already not have relations with me because he's already old for many years. So my time at Kamarachi, so why is he worrying about the Yitzahara? Yom HaKadav HaKagars Beginsei, one day he was learning in his garden, and his wife wanted to test him. Kishta nafsha, she dressed herself up. Cholfa v'sanyi kamayin, she passed in front of him a few times. Amar la, so Rav Chiya Barashi said, Manat, who are you? Amar la, anocha rusa. I'm the name, Amazona. Dahadri miyoma, that I've returned. Tava, so Rav Chiya asked to do an aver with her. Amar le, aitin ale lach, rumana deresh tzutzitza. Bring me that rimon that's on top of a tree. Shavar, he jumped. Ozal aysen ale. Power of the Yetzar brings out extra strength in a person. Kasa Labaise, when he came home, Havikoshagra de Bisu Tanura, his wife was heating up the tanner. Solik, Vikoyasiv Bigave, he went to sit in it because he wanted to kill himself about what had transpired. Amalei Mai Hai. His wife asked him what happened. He was honest with her. Amalei Hachi Vachi Avimaisa, this is what happened. Amalei Anoava, don't worry, my dear husband, it was me. Lo Ashkechba, first he didn't believe her. Adiyav Le Simon, until she gave him an Amarla. Anomiel Yisuri Kavni. He said, but at the end of the day, it was ultimately with my wife. I had not thought I was my wife. Kol Yomav Shalosit Sadik, Haymis Ana Achemes, Ba'isim Misa. He would fast, and every day, constantly, until he died, from Misa. Some Mefarshim learn that means Osa Misa Al Yedei Eish. Wow. The struggles against the Yetzirah. The Sanya, the Gemara now tells us that even if you didn't do the Aver, if you intended to do the Aver, you needed Kapara. And that was Rabbi Chiya Barashi's approach, as we learn in Braisa.
We're
talking about a woman who made an eder to be a nazir. And the Bible is made for it. We've had this Gemara earlier in Nazir Chav Gimel, but she didn't know about it. Shafer lo baila. V'haisa shosayayim metame lemeisim. She was metame lemeisim and shosayayim, so she thought she was doing aver, really she wasn't. Rabbi Kiva ka matal epsuk avibachi, he would cry.
If someone intended to do an aver, really ate kosher, needs to do tshuva. Amr teretzicha kapar uslicha. Mishen skamen lechol basar chaliv. Ala biyado basar chazir. An individual intended to be over in Isser and was over the Isser. Achas kam kam. What a kapar he needs. Kayotze bedavar ato amr v'lo yadav v'ashem inasavono.
If he didn't know that he was doing Avera, he carries his sin nevertheless.
Kishay Rabbi Akiva Magil Pasuk Zel Yeboche, Sinir Rabbi Akiva would cry when he reaches Pasuk.
A person who intended to eat kosher and he ate Chelev, Amr Tayrev Leyadav Hashem, he didn't know about it, and Vinasavon, he carries his sin. Mishin Skavin Lechol Chelev, Va'ola Biyodo Chelev, Alchas Kama Vikama.
Certainly that person is going to need tshuva.
Isaben Yehudam Rav Leyadav Hashem, Vinasav Biyodo. Vinasavono, al dover ze, yidavu kol hadavin. When we say this pasuk, then all those who have a sense to be mitzdar, who have a sense of pain, should be mitzdar. If they have a heart, they will be mitzdar, because they would see how powerful the punishment for Aveira is. The Gemara now goes back to Ilchos Yichud. Misyachid Adam im Ima. The halacha is that one is allowed to be alone with one's mother. We learned in Mishnah. Amar Yudam Rav, Misyached Adam Imachoso. He's allowed also to be alone with his sister. However, Edar Im Imov Im Bito. But he's allowed to live with his mother and daughter. The Poskim discuss this, that La Halacha, there's an Isser to be Dar with one's sister. There are different Shiurim that are given. Rameir Arik, if I'm not mistaken, speaks about as long as a month as being Mutter. Ramesha Feinstein says that if it would be amount of time that a person would take their stuff out of their suitcase to settle in, then that is already as man of Isser to be alone with one's sister. Kamar Kamei Shmuel Amar Asli Sachem Kolarai Shabbatara Fil Behema. Shmuel taught all Is Arayas Arasar, even Behema. Tanam Siachid Adam Im Imov Im Bita Vyashim Mikiru. Basar. We learned that you are allowed to be miyachid with one's mother and daughter, and even sleep with the flesh touching. Utiyufta de Shmuel, that seems to be a kasha Shmuel. Amalecha Shmuel, litamech, hadesanya, chosav, chamos, shar, kol, rai, shabbatar, em, siachtin, iman. Ela be'edim. We learned that the only time you're allowed to be misyachid with one's sister, one's mother-in-law, and all other arayas is only with edim. Be'edim, inch, lo, be'edim, lo. Ela tanoihi. It must be that this is a machlokis tanoim, that there are some tanoim who actually hold that's also to be misyachid with all arayas. The Sanya Amar Rabbi Meir Zoru beat mipnei biti. The Rabbi Meir said, warn me that I shouldn't be alone with my daughter. Amar Rabbi Tari Zoru mipnei kalasi. Warn me that I shouldn't be alone with my daughter-in-law. Liglag alav osa Talmud. There was a Talmud that made fun of this concern of Rabbi Tarfon, that he was being machmir more than necessary, being machmir in Yichud with his daughter-in-law. And of course, when these things happen, as we see in our sugya, when a person says, don't worry, be happy, then it boomerangs on him. That Talmud was mezane with his mother-in-law, he thought that Rabbi Tarfon was being too careful. One could not be too careful when it comes to the arayos, according to Shmuel. Afilu Behema. Being alone with Behem is also Asara. Abaye Michlale Mikula. Davra. He would remove the animals from the field so you shouldn't be alone with them. Rav Sheshes Ma'abele Mitzra. He would put them on the other side of a border so he shouldn't even be Nichshal with Mishka Behema. Rav Chanan bin Ardoi Iklala Rav Kahana Lefum Nahara. Rav Chanan bin Ardoi met Rav Kahana by the Nahar.
So he was learning. There was a behemoth that was standing in front of him. What about the fact that you're being alone with the, I didn't even notice that there was a behemoth there. And in such a case, it wouldn't require him to separate from the behemoth. A man is allowed to have yichud with two sister-in-laws that are married to two of his brothers. V'mshtei tsaros, and also the tsaros, that means the women that are married, or through marriage become a tsara. For example, a woman and her mother-in-law, you're allowed to be alone with. Im isha v'chamosa. Similarly, a man is allowed to be alone with a woman and her mother-in-law. Im isha u'baz baila, a woman and the daughter of her husband. So normally the halacha is that we learned that it's asur to be alone with two women. These two women, because they hate each other, will not protect each other. Remember, we saw in Rashi on the Mishnah that Rashi said that the concern is that if one is a man is with alone with two women, so then if he's mezana with one of the women, the other will cover up. However, in the shtei tsaros, ishu v'chamosa, ishu baz baila, all of those cases are women that will not cover up. This is an important heter. A man is allowed to be alone with a woman and a younger girl that could recognize bia ve'emoseres atzmon bia, but would not normally do bia. So this is an important halacha, and that is that there isn't an iser for a man to be alone with two females if the female is between the age of approximately 6 and 10, so then in such a case, then there wouldn't be an iser of being alone with them. This Be'ezer Hashem is our daf. We're going to stop over here. In today's daf, we had discussed the halachos of derech. On the top of the daf, we saw that even though two men are allowed to be alone with one woman, that's only if they're be'er, if they're derech, you need three people, because one of them will go to the bathroom, and then you'll have one man alone with one woman. If there was yichud, we don't presume that there was bia, but malkin ala yichud, nevertheless, according to many opinions, there's malka. Some discuss not on an ashes ish, some say yes. Then we add the terem of Bailo Be'ir and Pesach Besurish Suach L'Rishus Aram, Ein Choshem Mishum Yichud. According to Moshe Rishonim, there is no Isser Yichud. In such a case, according to Rashi, there would be no Malkus, but an Isser Yichud by Bailo Be'ir. We learn the halachas of Anoshim Bifnim V'Anoshim Bechutz, Noshim Bechutz V'Anoshim Bifnim, and Halach L'mai, so we are Machmer. Both of them, then the Gemara told us amazing stories about not having confidence in terms of oneself, Ashri Yodam Mefachei Tamid, to be concerned, to be Nichshal in Avera, and always to be running away from the Yetzer Hara. And what we should do is ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, Rachmana Nigar Bei Bisatan. Our daf concluded that there's an Isser to be Darwu Be'achoso, and not an Isser Yichud. According to some, Shmuel has an amazing shita who holds that there is an Isser Yichud for all Arayas. The conventional opinion from our Mishnah is Misyached Adam Im Imoy V'im Bitoy. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Aleph in Maseches Kedushin.